This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You may see more COVID relief money from the government within days. The House is expected to give final congressional approval to President Biden's COVID relief bill today. So, what does that mean for you?
President Biden estimates some 85% of Americans will be eligible for up to $1,400 in payments and should start getting the money this month. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says,
for tax returns with direct deposit or bank account information, the IRS will be able to send money electronically. And for those households for which Treasury cannot determine a bank account, paper checks or debit cards will be sent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prosecutors are still trying to file another charge against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. But jury selection is proceeding for now in his murder and manslaughter trial. AP correspondent Ed Donahue says they seated three jurors yesterday.
The first potential juror was dismissed. Defense attorney Eric Nelson noted what she wrote about the question, why do you feel you want to be a juror in this case?
And you wrote, because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd.
Judge Peter Cahill says just about everyone has seen or heard something about George Floyd's death.
The question becomes, can you put all that aside? Because as a juror, you have to decide the case just on the evidence you hear in the courtroom.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Residents of the town of Halewa, north of Honolulu, have been ordered to evacuate because of massive flooding after a heavy rainstorm. Torrential rains have inundated parts of Hawaii for several days. Arkansas's new abortion law takes effect later this year. It bans nearly all abortions in the state. The new law will only allow abortions to save the life of the mother. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. Opponents plan to challenge it. This is AP News. More fallout from Oprah's interview with Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this from overseas.
In countries with historic ties to Britain, allegations by the couple that an unnamed member of the royal family had concerns over the colour of their unborn baby's skin raise a thorny question. Do these nations really want to be so closely connected to Britain and its royal family anymore? It was expected the interview would expose some rifts in the royal family. Now it seems to be risking divisions within the family of the Commonwealth, an association of 54 countries held together by historic ties. For decades, the Queen has been the driving force behind the organization. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Amtrak employee in New Jersey is accused of stealing hundreds of parts from the railroad and selling them online for more than $50,000. He will be in court this afternoon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.